Fine. So I owe you a couple of things from before. Number one, the get pushes. We're discussing the question of what he said instead of Kuf Chav Zayin, it's gotten involved. So, it was faxed to me yesterday, and I have it in real life over here. Now I have two versions. I can give you one of them to show up. This is what he said. The nephew's here. The start of the Shuvah Zerash, we're talking about a star, a get mukta. You know, instead of you dying, nitzah for yom, and that's a malayla, it's possible. It's possible in the Rabbanah. The Shuvah Zerash is a get is possible. How can that be? It's only in the Rabbanah. This is what he said. We should have baal tzibol ha-sof ha-shiyichtov get kosher l'garash ha-tishtov. Ha-hash p'kosel ha-sof ha-get mukta. Who possible? Lo also shlichos ha-baal. Right? Me come a ktov chas b'mahavala. He calls out with Gemara. Napata tapata. Tuf kamei. Ketu. So get mukdam. And I get potol. Shna balo hirsha na sof of Eden. Shiyichtavu get potol of a get kosher. That's referring to a case we didn't realize it. The Baal lo hirsha repisula. Had the Baal known it was possible, given it anyway, we only possible with the Rabbana. But the Baal not realizing it, in that kind of a case, we say it's possible is alright. This is just one little paragraph, not much a little paragraph, on which is quoted by the Torah Gittin here. The Torah Gittin runs with it. And I'm not sure if he ran correctly with it. As I mentioned to you yesterday, I read it to you, the Torah Gittin, a little bit of the Pesukei Teshuvah too. The Torah Gittin says, again, those who can look inside, the Torah Gittin, the one who's read the Shulchan Aruch, I think it's a little bit of the Pesukei Teshuvah. As you mentioned, yeah, this review is from yesterday. Okay, this is in the Pesukei Teshuvah, this is cotton bake. So we have the Pesukei Teshuvah, the Torah Gittin, it's also bake. It's in the Kuchav Beis bake. Again, if you have any problems, it's worthwhile looking inside. Says the Torah Gittin, if the get pushed is correct. If it's correct, then you said the Finusa shall say it again. Oh. That what it means? Oh, that's, oh. I left it on my desk. I brought with me the official Bezdin of America, the dialogue, the four pages of conversation that goes back and forth. And there it says, I authorize you to write a get as many as 100 gittin, right? Until it meets the satisfaction of the rabbi. So that text, which is found in the, we saw in the poskim, in the Seder Aget, is found in the Seder Aget in 1999 as well. As opposed to the Torah's gittin, which is to drop it, to leave it off. No, it's still being used. So we'll see what they're meaning. It's interesting. We'll see what they're meaning. It's very interesting. This is tough. So the Torah Gittin said, if the get pushed, could come die in your eyes. And it's made again with some kind of a little tiny pickbook, and forget Muslim is the right stuff. And yet, Shalom HaKeh. So I claim that the Torah's Gittin built up a straw man, which is easy to knock down. So that's not what the Torah's, what the get pushed meant. The get pushed didn't mean that in this kind of a case, it would be Muslim is the right. He could want a limited case. But the person signed it, writes a get, and the get, you say, has mamash a get bottle of the possum of the rabbanon. So that is what I mentioned to you especially yesterday. With kuni shadatikha v'lola ufti, it's a gemalash of the gemara. I made you a step for my good and my welfare, and not for my detriment. You're in no man's land, you're in limbo. Right? The woman's not your wife, so you can't have any benefits of having a wife. On the other hand, she's not no longer your wife, so you can't marry somebody else. For example, as man as a man and gerishim. So you need a hand or there. As opposed to a case where you have a get, where the get is kosher, it's kosher midoraita, and it's kosher midrabbanan. Why the pick-pook? But people can say, maybe the get shouldn't really be given, maybe. But the bottom line, once the get is given, the man is divorced with the right, he's divorced with the rabbanon. It's not so bad. Even though the rabbinical community may be a little bit upset that the get was given, but it's not the bottom, he's very excited. He's not divorced. Clean break. Who cares the little pickbook? Pickbook are nothing to get too excited about. So therefore, it's not a little thing. It's not for a detriment. The get kosher but arrive from our Gemara, the Pesul of the Rabbanon, it's Katz of the Alma, the Lost of Shlichuso. No, he is not saying it based upon the Lost of the Baal. No, there's no special Lost of the Baal. No, not at all. But the lashon of the get pashut again, when the get pashut brought a raya from our Gemara, what are you saying? He brought a raya from the Gemara itself, the tafata, the lashon of Edmund Shlichusa, because did he come up to the chasra of Avala? In other words, and then Igmar says, Psul Drabban is also called Chatzba. Yeah, it's intrinsic. A Psul Drabban is a Chatzba intrinsically because it doesn't do any good. You can't carry a marriage based on such a Chatzba. Not because of his language. So therefore, Zaniya Zaiti, the Get Pashat Svara is a decent Svara. And the Torah is getting, inflated and destroyed it. All right, so I agree, if you inflate it, that's to inflate it in this case is to destroy it. Tefasta Maruba, lo tefasta. And the loss of the pickbook that we in our state again is used in the other direction. The reason he says, be a shliach until the get without a pickbook is only in order to say that only after the get without a pickbook are you then a shliach. Until then you are my shliach and you can't say also in the shlichusa. But it's not to say that any more gittin that are being written are going to be the oopsie, just going to use the expression of pickbook. So here's the idea to get partial svarak still be valid, although the Torah gives extension, it cannot be. And therefore, this is to reject the extension, and it can maintain the basic shita as a possibility. No, has to show anything. In one case, a get was written which is man, which can, no one could remarry based on this get. It was possible to have can you imagine a get possible to have the fluency. What do you do over here, you crazy shliach? I told you this is my right again. I wrote a get muktam. I didn't realize that I gave it to my wife. She can't remarry. I can't remarry. You just made a tariff over here. Now we're not married. We're not unmarried. We're just sort of leaving them nowhere. It's terrible. But if a guy wrote a get, and get his kosher with their eyes, the kosher with their bonus. But it's not, chumris bi'alma, pitukim, which we try to avoid at least on the level of some kafil. But by and large, they're divorced. Divorced with their eyes and divorced with their bonus. That's how you do. That's all. Kosher, that's all. That's what I wanted to suggest. And therefore, that's what he was saying is not so compelling. That's point one, based upon the, I said I finally had to be able to get it. In fact, I got it twice. I got it back, but I have the original. Okay, Baruch Hashem. We're now a little bit more able to look and get pushed than we were until now. Okay, good. That is point number one for today. Point number two is discussing some of the other things which I spoke about yesterday also. Remember we saw the Shulta Gibor, I'll turn open again to the Shulta Gibor because I want to get the Russian to review some of the old matter but adding a few small points. Shulta Giborim surprised us all by saying not only is it, can I give another guess if it's, if I burned it or something of that nature, but I didn't burn it, it's in my pocket. I can take it, I can put it in my pocket, roll it up, hide it there, and give another guess. That's what he says. No? He says the Farish. He says, I from all them should give them the ghetto. I feel like that kosher the other. No gimbal. This is perfectly kosher get. But I want you to make a toy airplane. Give it to my son. That's right, another guy. Alright, so whatever the case may be. I'm supposed to get punched. Use it as a bottle cap. Okay? You call them, let's go get out. It will be solution below a ship of our can move over cookies to write. Simply because they didn't do their shlichus yet. Their shlichus is to write the get and to give the get over. They didn't give the get over. So therefore they can simply burn it. If they want, they can even hold on to it. Right? And we suggested yesterday, they may use even better to hold on to it than to burn it, someone suggested. Because the Torah's getting said if you burn it, you're about to your shlichus, which is questionable. If you're holding on to it, maybe it's not considered to be a good. Maybe yes, maybe no. So the We saw the Get Pashut. The Aster says that the Vav the Get Svarah the Tevis, right? And the Rosh, who disagrees, must refer to a case where he said Kitzel, but didn't say Tznu. We didn't like that part too much because he's talking about Nevad. Right, the Rosh, that's the Rosh from the beginning. The Rosh says, right, Nim Nevad, etc. We already pointed out that the Pesach Shuvah Aleph says Nevad is a factor only by Kitzvu Tznu, but by Kitzvu, the fact that it's Nevad is irrelevant. So therefore, that Nekuda that to say that the Shulta Gibbara said it, he said it, I agree. To say that the Rosh said it, the Pesach attempts to say, does not seem to be so accurate. Nonetheless, I did see in the Pre-Chodesh, which I guess is on today's Ma'am HaKomas, so which one did Hamidah suggest yesterday? I have to confess, Chatosi Avisi Pushata Lefanefa, I didn't give you enough, whoever said it, enough credit. And I'm somebody that didn't like it, I don't know why, but the Pre-Chodesh that I asked you to see today's Ma'am HaKomas has the favorish, what I wasn't just a fan of yesterday, so now that he said it, I became a fan. So I apologize. The Kabbalah's Emerson Mishamoro. I should have accepted it from what I suggested yesterday. I really forgot who it is. Whoever said it will now, I hope, accept my sincerest apologies. You'll see in a second when I'm driving it. Pre-Chodesh says in the beginning of the Makuf Kav Beis, again in this version, the beautiful new version, it's called Sukkot Beis. But in the regular version, it's just no rise, it's one big mishmash. So if you saw the Ma'am HaKomas, I asked it to go from here to there, from there to here. Look what he says. Look what he says. He says, now that can happen in the mail, I feel like you will be a diet if you burn it. But I feel like Issa behind will get kosher. So they say, keep it in their drawer, keep it in their pocket. I'm the Bikisayu, and he quotes the Riyadh. The Shulti Gibor, and he quotes it. The Chenika. Okay? So he likes that Shita. What do you do with the Rosh? Oh. Let me find it. What do you do with the Rosh? Whoa. I can't find it. I was looking at the other edition of the home list, right? No, hold on. I'd much rather read it here. It's easy to read. He suggests the kitchen one of two things. Either that when the Rosh is machmir, it's referring to a case. Here it is. So right in front of him. Kama Rosh Varasva, Kula Maya Bakahai Gavna. What's the Kahai Gavna? He made him a shift, but Steve is not in the Sina. It was a get punch, it says. We don't like that. Because the Rosh is talking about Neva. They have the Inami. It was somebody just yesterday and shared. Inami? Look at this. Kishes Nisanu Liyara Isha, Bakaka Nimsabo Eza Gimgum. Who said this yesterday and shared? Someone said yesterday and shared. The front of the gate was given already. That's why you can't burn as a gehar. You said that right? You bechav and mamish to kudosh. I apologize. I didn't take it as seriously as I should. I said, kind of crazy case. I said yesterday. Well, I guess I have to clap our head because if because that's the case, it was given over already. And once it's given over, it can no longer burn it. You can no longer keep it. That's much better. I answered the kashrus you had yesterday. Why you just burn it and tear it up? The chaim answered, it's already given over. The quote that says, now I find in the pre-chodesh, givaldik. Mamish givaldik. So it's that answers all the questions because it's already given over. I just didn't think of that case because it was a little bit remote. But he said it. This is in this edition of Sukkot Beis. In this edition, in all the notes of Sukkot, this one big hashpach. I gave it to my specific, and that's my call. But earlier, look what he said earlier. Amazing. The very beginning of the pre-chodesh is called Aleph, the very first few lines, Chas Levi Alma, right? Look what he says. Look what he says. Wow. There's a lower level. In other words, it's still Daraisa. Bottom of Daraisa. Then it's possible with the Rabbanim. If it was given over, he said it gets possible with the Rabbanim. You have a case like this. If it's given over, she's Megoresh. Megoresh is Daraisa. Megoresh is the Rabbanim. But the Rabbanim said, we say Lechatzila, don't give it. Well, such case. In such case, it's just a shot. Lo Yenotza Lechatzila, if it's given, Megoresh is even a level of the Rabbanim. Says the Pre-Chodesh, even that's a Chatzila. Even now we don't say lo asu shlichusa. Why? Because the average man wants to do what's right. And what's right is to give over again, which the rabbis give you license to give over. To give over again, which the rabbis say, don't give. And it's also called the chasim yom, the chidish gadol. A step further than anything we saw until now. It's the first one in the prechash. We've got two new things in prechash so far. One, this thing about even the rabbanon, the niyavet. Not a chasim, he called it a chasim yom, which no one else said before. And two, this prime work about giving over the gift that's already been given over. That's why you can no longer burn it, you can no longer put it in the drawer, etc., etc. So we saw two chidushim in the same prechash that I hadn't seen yesterday. Okay? So that's important. That's important. Fine. Now we're going to discuss what I said we talked about yesterday, which is the idea of Bereira. What's this whole Bereira story? So let's just give a little intro to Bereira, okay? Bereira, Rabbi Otay, is what we call retroactive clarification. And the remarks of the Ferish and Beta that we paskin by the Oraisis, we paskin a Bereira. By the Rabbanos, we paskin yesh Bereira. Okay? Why is that split? So according to some parts of the business, make it a dina. So the map went all in. Well, the others is something more intrinsic. The rest of them have a greater significance, and therefore intrinsically make a distinction between yesh brayer and ain brayer. Who said we paskin by the rights of ain brayer? That's the Gemara Perez and Beta. Who calls the Gemara Beta? Iran. I asked to see Iran today. Iran says, if the Kehilchus heard my shoe, and that's just the Beta, that's what I'm saying. If it's the rights of ain brayer. Okay, so what does that mean? The Gemara has over here an Afkafei on the base. Let's turn to Afkafei on the base and see a little bit what's happening. It's directly relevant to our Hamish. It's not side one. It's directly relevant to the Kumar Brera as it pertains to our food. The Gemara says, starts with the whole discussion of two women and two wives named Rachel. We're not going into that right now. But the Gemara says like this, that the people who split between Tola B'dat Hatzmo and Das Achev. Why? As Rashi explains in the Manalas, Tola B'dat Hatzmo, you still are leaving it up to your own decision-making process, so you haven't really made a definitive decision yet, so therefore ain't braver. But if Tola B'dat Achev, it's going to depend upon what someone else is going to do, the Chacham will come east or the Chacham will come west, which is that thing of this nature, then we say, if I made my decision, and try to throw myself in the hands of the Chacham coming east or west, so therefore Yesh Brera. There's a Gemara with an example of Yesh Brera by Das Acherim. It's not a Mishnah Ayin Gimel. We'll get to an Ayin Gimel B'Iyun. Now it's going to the Kitzur. Mahi B'Yosan Hayomim. Wow. What's the case? Zegidev Me'akshav Imati Me'choldideh. If I'll die from this disease, the Shimura says, I want to get to be again from before I die. Ain't get like a Misa. Right? So, have you done the Yeshu Tishma called the Vareha? Well, the Chimaya Tavi Gita. So what does that mean? You ain't get like a Misa, it's when. The passion of what it means is, it's a get 1 second before he dies. So the Gemara says that 1 second before you die depends upon Reira. Why? Because when you die, so it's Uber Adava Lamaf Reya, that a second before you die was a second before you die. But until he died, no one knew that. Right? There's no profit. So therefore, whenever something is called Shoah has a name, you start, so it's only going to work if you hold Yesh Reira. The Gemara says, Amalei Rav Mishasha, the Rava, other Rav Shimon, the Tal Zat Atzli, so let's play Brera. Tal Zat Zachem, it's play Brera. Tal Zat Zachem, Atzli, so let's play Brera. Or the Amora. That's in the previous year, I'm out. And where do you find Tal Zat Zachem and Hold Brera? The Tanya. Hareini bo alayach amanash yir ta abo. Afa pishu la rat ta abo kudeshe. According to the Tana Kama. Why? And that's also the love of Bilas. No, it's not on the figure now. But Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, man, no. Rav Shimon Ratzav Mekudeshet. Lo Ratzav Eina Mekudeshet. Right? So the Rashi explains, Lo boil al tnai, but the sky in the chirotam in the kudesh. Daf agav, the mashra, mishat vila, sofek rosa, sofek and a rosa, I mean, hubra, the mashra, mishat vila, have a kudesh, daf. This is an incredibly complicated problem, she's only going to skim over. What are you talking about? Every tnai is rare. Every tnai of the ashram is rare. We know that tnai of the ashram is all over Shas. Right? I'm married to you, may ask you if it rains tomorrow. That's what comes to the Mishnayot and Kiddushin and Gittin, the divorce, not sure. Everything depends upon greater. That's unheard of. What's going on over here? That's the problem. As a matter of fact, the Ramban's approach to this is a simpler one. It's a simple one. The Ramban says that greater is only master the Shnei Dvarim, which means if the Chokham comes east, the Erev is to the east. If it comes west, the Erev is to the west. That's the second one, greater. But master B'davar Echad, if the Chokham comes east, then the Erev is to the east. If he doesn't come, there's no Erev. Most tribal like that. That's called tonight. That's called braver. Tonight, it's only one dollar. The rapper does not depend at all on the vagaries of braver. So I throw Ramban. I forget the Mefurisha Gemara over here. By Rasa Ha'af. That's the Ramban's Kasha. Here, there's no two things. Either Bekudesh. It's the Ranga Bekudesh. So here, the Ramban is the Yisod. And it's called about the Ran. The Ran is one answer to see. But the only time we say that the only time we say that only yes or no, up and down, that's yes or yes. The yes or no depends upon Greira, it depends upon somebody's whim. Somebody just erupts the muscle of the leg. Let me just open the round, I'll show you exactly what, let's go see the types of stuff. I have to see one type of a little bit. No, the last type is right? Pirish HaKuntris, Alpha Glesheis on the base. Alpha Gav Tanayu, Sarah Greira, Kevin the Ain the Yodo, the Bishasa Tanay Sophagu, Vasim is Kaim Elof, the Lamish and Greira, Lo Haviget, the Lodov of Bishat, no, she read all the Kaima, the Dazal the Kaima. So Tosh, the Rashi gave it, yes, Kash, every night depends upon Greira, and he gave a distinction. All right? And then he over here says that Miu Hakal Kafi Yev Shalom Bitam Breira. Why? Omer Meish Ani Ba'Ola Pir Shach Askod Amisasa. And I find Gimel Amid Beis. Also Shach Shaget Chal Einam Avurera Viyadua Tzarek Breira. Okay, so that's the fact. It still depends upon prayer. But Rashi's right. But even certain times in prayer, how do you know? Even though it's a tonight. Isaac Gemara Erevin says, Havesu Truma, Ozuim, Yerzuk, Shavim, Ayom, etc. Hachinami, Lo Havi Truma, Fetzi Gemara. That's different Truma, it's not new prayer. So this is not. Haile Lamadi Isplay prayer, Kama. The money ever say it should be good if you hold the edge prayer. Touch on the Gemara not that way. There's nothing to talk about. Tosis is Masik and the Gemara never lamas. End quote. This is what Tosis says. But the Ran rejects Tosis and says it's not true. A Tanai, generally speaking, does not depend upon prayer, even if it's ain't a biyado, even if it's this, that, none of these compliments. But here's only the unique case about what? About Amanash Yirtab. What's unique about that? Let's read the here, the Ran on page 8, are you page 8, Gimel and Aleph? The Ramban's Al-Tirit, before we come back, the Ramban's Al-Tirit, the Tzuk of the Breira held after the Machna Shnei Tzvorim, the number of the Eitas Shetet to the Pesach Tzila, Shumach Al-Zul Val-Zul, or Beit Lugin, whichever Beit Lugin, I don't know, Chokol Mizur Vamar, Amal the Machna Dover Echot, Uvat, Tov Get Lepon Ishti, in Tzet to the Pesach Tzila, otherwise not, or Chokol Mizur Erever Erev Lavi at Bottle, everyone agrees, Afila Man's Lest the Breira, Mehani, and that's against Shivarad and Mahani, as the Shmuel says, it works. Oh, so, okay, it works. Oh, but, why is it dependent upon Vera? What kind of case? And it Miyom Shemati Shahat Konamisa. Nimsu Masnal Aza Shah Shate Konamisa. So that's again two things. Alright? Is it 12, 1201, 1202, what then it's gonna be? That's Shnei Dvarim, and then it depends upon Vera. And still depends upon Brera. Also, at the time he says, if he should dover, hamotzer lelev. Because yagav lemadame brera filu b'matzah l'verechot lo mahani. L'arminan huver adover sheri rota misha rishona. You know, so we don't go that far. If he came like a stam as deep in the sun, hariyat v'kudesh is li amanash yir ta'abo. How can that be? We talk the name brera. No, the Kiddush Tzama Gimel is Amanasha Lo Yimchehu. Amanasha Lo Yimchehu is a different story. That's a Shin Protest. That's a different story. That's a Mefurshing one, Kiddush Tzama Gimel. So then Brera, so you can say, it's because Amanasha Lo Yimchehu. That's the Ramban says. Fine. I want to read just two more lines, then we're going to get to the Get Pasha of the Torah Gimel. He quotes over here, the two lines before the Ramban, he's bothered by, you know, what do we do? He talks to him, generally speaking, ain't Brera, so what's happening over here in all these cases? Right? Such as the Shach of Kodamisa, where apparently it works. Here's the Betos, three lines above the Ramban. He if the hilchos of the Perek of Shilin, ain't Brera, by the right, it's Hani Mili, with Dova Sheina Omer, this Barah Mishor Rishon. Or chavis. Right, you don't know if it's gonna ever take two lugim. Who knows? So therefore we hold in brer. We pass it in brer. Alabadova also this bar of Mishar Rishon ago. I'm not sure it's the Abba, which taka depends upon Rera. We're gonna raise a gitak and mati, which depends upon Rera, because you never know. But Prime of the Esh Brera. So Tosfos is quoted as passing that something that also this bar needs to be passed as yes, bro. That's what the sheep does. No. They look at me and say, that's the Hakush. Who says the Hakush anything? You may not be Hakush anything. Who said you're Hakush? But no, suppose you're going to live or die. It's not for you. You're going to live or die. It's not up to you. Right? What? Yes, Brera. Well, I'm not sure you're Tzaba. So say yes or no. Right? So that's considered to be yes, Brera. But on the other side, maybe it won't be Makrish, maybe it is, maybe it is. That's Tosfos Kiddush. Quoted by the Ran over here. Atka. Given all this background, Rabotai, I'm ready to turn my attention to the discussion of our sugya. Well, again, let's gather again. Let's see the Morcha. I don't think we ever saw the Morcha inside. That's where we're beginning. Now it's the background. We're beginning the beginning. It's called the Haggad Morcha. What's Haggad Morcha? Because the Morcha works to go through the whole sector. But afterwards, it says Haggad. Okay, this page, you know, page you look up, page, which is Simat Tav Tamachay. We're in the page of Haggad Mitzvah Gittin. Tough to involve. The two tough to involve is Gittin itself, including the Hilchot Get, and after tough to involve, until the end, tough, whatever it is, I and Alex, it's called Haggad Mordechai. Often abbreviated, Hey Gimel Mem, Hey Gimel Mem Resh, for information. Okay? It says, Kosin Venosin Afila Mea Pomin. Omeri, she told Loma La Sova Vala Edim, she Yiftimu Vala She Yaktimu, Kol Ka Gittin, Ashi Echad the Das Hara. The word caution, no? Listen. Rabbi Yosef Kelsen, Omer, the Shema Ben Yizeb Potel, the Domi Librera, the Shagit M'Sherem Yachin Asuk Kiti Kuna, the Gezeh Toli V'Das Arav, the Tzarech Loma Huva Mihadova, She'ol V'Ladah, L'Ladah Tadova, Mishat Siva, Baran Tamlin, the Begit named Brera. We pass from Jelly and Brera, certainly by getting the cause of the Re, even if it holds one of those AEA Sprayer holds by getting named Brera. Hilkov Tov Lom Hashem Kopam, the Minishi Shish, Shioma Kopam, Umi Udar with the Pirish Re. What's Re? The Re says, you say, until, you know, until the Kosher is after Rav. Atka. Here's what I want to focus on, these few lines. Let's try to analyze this. What's going on over here? It's a problem, right? So the get pashut goes to town. It's a tremendous arifus. Which again, I can sell. Now I have my own. I can lend it to you if you want. It's the cotton. For those who are interested, I don't think I can really read through this because it's just so long. I mean, chet, it starts on page. Nun Bay goes to page Nun Chet. I mean, it's, what is it? It's over 5 pages. And as you see, the print is not so big. I can't expect MOT to go through. You can go, you took the opportunity to go to the Sikh Bear and got shot. I mean, this is part of how we passed from Medina. Okay? And it all starts with the Hagos Mordechai. He says, now let me give you a whole introduction to Brewery. So I'm skipping page Nun Gimel, which is a whole discussion. Okay, let's skip that completely. Okay. We hold in Brewery. The question becomes, how can I say someone to write a get until the Rav agrees? Hello, Suffolk Minute, and I'm a Dorian. That's the kasha, that's a good kasha. Because he found a Tosfos in the Gittin, Chafei Medvei, is very worried about the Brera. Why? Because the kasha is Shmuel ad Shmuel. He's sort of in the round, so what's Shmuel ad Shmuel? Shmuel holds and Brera, period, even by the Rabbanan and Brera. And yet, in the seventh parak, Shmuel is the one who says, Im Mati Yeget, Im Lo Mati Lo Yeget. And that seems to depend upon Brera, especially with Shachat, Koda, Misoso. That's the problem. What do you do with this problem? What do you do? What do you do? What do you do? So he gives the tarot over here about Omer this Barra. Omer this Barra. That's what Iran, it's what Iran, the name of Tosfos. Okay? If that's the case, it's against the Gemara. It's a very nice terrace. It's against the Gemara that we saw. Why? On Chafei and Beis, what about Mesharshi said? Rav Mesharshi said, he holds Breira by Tola Benat Zacharim. How do you know? In the Gemara and in the Gittin Gimel of Mahein Rosh Hashanah. How do you know? That's different for a different reason. Why? And also the Isvara. Rabbosai. The Gemara in Gittin Chafei throws in all kinds of cases, right? What case is over there? Yavi Boka Hano, the whole business that's there with the Shelum Shahrafrish. And you have, in the same breath as that, you have what? You have Amnashir Sa'aba, and you have Mayan Bosa Mayoman. The two cases that we saw have in common is also this Zara, as Duran said. But the Gemara and Chafei seems to put that together with Yiboka Hano. You saw the whole Gemara talks about these cases of Shelum Shahrafrish. Everyone knows what I'm talking about? I'll be Mafrish here, I'll be the south, I'll be the north, and I can drink the wine right now before I'm even being Mafrish. But how can the Gemara equate these two? One is also this bar, one is not also this bar. So what the Ron said, we saw it starts so beautiful, beautiful, is against the Mufurisha Gemara. Well, the Zayah Shlama says it gets pushed. The Rav Mesharshi alo Tzvir le Lahachi Luka. That's all. The Rav Mesharshi denies this distinction. And therefore, what emerges is, if the Ram is right, in that quote in Tosis, you don't pass like Rav Mesharshi. So the ball's answer. Rav Mesharshi is Shaloka Halacha. Rav Mesharshi makes no distinction. Between Oslis Barer and Oslis Barer is Shaloka Halacha. Comes out, says the Torah, get pushed. Hey! The Mordechai says, watch out for this case of writing a get until the Rav agrees. You know, he said, looks like Brera, but it's not really Brera. Why is it not really Brera? Does it get pushed? You know why? You know why it's not really Brera? You know why? Because we pass him. Whenever it's us in this barer, it's not Reva. As a Gemara Faker, and a Pafei, you're right. That's Rav Mishashia. But what's implicit in the Ran is that we don't paskin like Rav Mishashia. That's all. We don't paskin like him. The Ran doesn't say those words with Beirish, but there's no alternative. There's no alternative. He quotes the Mashal, says the same thing in Baba Kam. There's no alternative. There's no alternative. What do you do according to the Ramban? But the Ramban doesn't seem to accept this. The Ramban always has the problem of Ein Brera. If you feel exactly like the Ramban, you're actually tame of the Gola, but from Gita Shibara. Hechi have a Gita Lokam with the right Ein Brera. It doesn't work. It really doesn't work. I happen, as a matter of fact, I look up the Ramban. I think he quotes the Ramban in the Kedushin, which also has a similar problem. He's bothered by this question. Now, reading the lesson of the Ramban is very interesting. This is Kamatov in Gitl Chafei, where he has a whole arena, which the Ram quotes more as the Kipta, so I have to see. Look what he says as follows. Va'anan hashtabi, in this beautiful edition, it's a separate paragraph, so it's easy to see. Thoughts Va'anan. Va'an, on page Memal, it's in Chafei. Va'anan hashtabi, Gitl the Shimra, came with the Chazinan Kul Suki, you must meet in the Shmai. The Mashriba, Vafil Shmuel, the Yomer Ein Brera, Askene, Shmami Lo Dekoshe, Vatam, Sorek, Iyun Ubedika, Bedivre, Hagaonim Zal. And he quotes Tos, but Tos is good. According to him, he doesn't really know. He doesn't really know, because it's Master Bishnei Dvarim, Master Bishnei Dvarim, depends upon Brera. So the Ramban himself is not, has no, imagine the Ramban, the Goro Ador, is saying, I have no real answer why every single guest shouldn't really work. This is Kal Shachas Kodam Yisasi, it really shouldn't work. So they get Toshi as the Kasha, but really the Ramban's own Kasha. I think that's somewhere in this long piece, he himself quotes that the Ramban is bothered by this. I don't know, hold on a second. Here, look, he's Svarat Ramban, Eich Matsona Yodeinu V'Ragleinu V'Chol Gitei Shimra. Says the Ramban himself, my answer works me'aksha, not shoachat koda mitosi. All right, but of course, the way we assume it's shoachat koda mitosi, you're in deep trouble. Hold on a second. Now I'm on page, I'll tell page Nun A, and page Nun Vav. Why in the world the Get Shimra, which is Chal Shoach HaKodem Mitzvah, which is the most of the favorites in the Chafei, should depend upon the Shadow of Brera, there are bad paskins, ain't Brera in each and every case, so then how could that Get Shimra really work? Since really the Ramban himself would hold all the works of Me'aksha. But since the custom is that it works even in the case of Shah HaKodem Mitzvah, the robot paskin, then you're stuck. How does it work?
How would
you answer that? No, that's no problem. There's no retroactive clarification or anything. Now, the only thing is double F, that's Shnei Dvarim. Right? Either yes or no. He dies or doesn't die. But if it's many minutes, then any minute should be considered a part of that Shnei Dvarim. That's a passion. It is Eif Matsoni Yodeinu V'Ragleinu. Right? What's the chart? Maybe Pasuk is only called Shach HaKodem Mitzvah, and maybe it's Brera, we pass the name Brera. The answer is, Mashanir, at least, is already page involved. The Ramban, Lo Omad Elohimaita Vigita Mitam Brera, Elohim Sugi the Perakol again. That's clear. Avala Fiyah Emet, Afal Gav de Valma Makal Shnei Dvorim, Shiechot, Kigon. Later, she takes the test of Chila, or Shnei Lugin, Karmel and Embrera, Lo Mahani, Lo Dorme, the Gita, the Shimra, Afagav, the Vesafla, the Aza, Shah, Kyle, Gita, because there, there. We don't know which woman it is. We don't know which look it is. But here, even though we don't know which second it is, it doesn't matter that much. I had a Gemara getting the favorite stuff carrot, chafeh and bay. You have to say, we don't pass like Rav Meshasha, because Shmuel is proving faker. Shmuel proves that even though ain't braver, still the get shimmer works, and presumably even according to the day which holds Shahas, Kona Misasi. That's what he said. That's what he said. Given this, this is Hazen and Vav, and it's lengthy treatise. Now go back to our discussion. Yes? He's claiming, what is he saying? That the same as he said before about the Tosfos Shita, that Tosfos says that Eshel is Barer, we pass to the Esh Barer. Right? I, the Gemara, shall take credit to reject the distinction of Epsher. You don't pass him like a Mishayash. But you have to take all the credit. Now he's saying his own Chishma, the Rambam, and Rambam himself didn't say. Well, the Tosfos also didn't say. Namely, that although Rav Meshach considered the uncertainty principle of as of when is the get chal, what is the Shah HaKodem Yisosah to be dependent upon greater like Master Mishnei Dvarim, right? Although Rav Meshach said so, we clearly cannot accept that Mahalakha. Because if that's against Shmuel, who all then Brera cannot possibly also forget Shachat Kodem Yisrael. That's checkmate. Because we don't accept the distinction of Yochel of Avada Yisbar Abbasol. So it must be, as it says, Machloek is in love with this over here. Do we equate 2 minutes with two women? Right? Is it 1201, 1202, Shachat Mitzazah, with two women, Rachel A, Rachel B? Well, then we say, no. Rachel A, B is just critical. Which woman is? Different this minute, that minute, the next minute.
So,
it's really considered one thing. Right, right. We don't pass the Gemara Mishash. That's what he says. That's what he says. Right, that's what he said. Look at this story. It's a famous story that I'm not going to go into now. We'll have to go into sometime during this year. There's a big fight about this, Rabbi Otai. Recently, very recently, this is the following case. This is what happened, really happened. There was a couple living in Muncie, New York. Both were rabbinical families. Her father, the rabbi. His father, the rabbi. Her grandfather, the rabbi. And unfortunately, the marriage group was breaking up. To the point, apparently, and I don't know what to firsthand, he was really a violent, and even I think had a gun. There was not the typical yeshivish, b'nai Torah thing. It was bad news. So she, obviously, had a gun, and she wanted out of the marriage. I mean, he was, the guy was, it was, you know, related to her, not related to some ducks in the pond. This is a very serious situation. So good. But he didn't want to give a get. They made a deal. He'll give a get, and she will drop the charges. She's not going to pursue the weapons charge or whatever it was. Good. So they went to a Bezdin, the Bezdin gave a get, unconditional get, and now what happened was she did what she said she was going to do. She went to the district attorney and said, I don't want to press any weapons charges. And there's a witness there, well with her. Good. What happened? The district attorney didn't listen. He went and he pressed charges anyway. You can't stop it. Once the DA gets started, you okay, but you didn't just a master fascist. You can't stop the DA. What happened? So the husband was now said, the get of the toll. Get no get. Well, he only gets to get it, so he's going to be here. So he went to two rabbis in Yerushalayim. Unfortunately, they fell into the trap. One partially, one completely. One said at the beginning, I go came into my mail to my house. One said, well, I only hear one side of the story, but if this story is solid, the story is right, then she's not divorced. Another one, give that introduction. She's not divorced. There was Kokiris, and this guy spread all over saying to me, my mail, I got a mailing list from the RCA, something, I got to listen, that she's not divorced. Which is absurd in its face. Because she is divorced. They go to the Rabbanim to give her a Vedas, she's divorced. And one of the things I saw said, she's divorced even according to the Maharaj. What even Maram? So what exactly is that case? Here it is. You can look it up. He found a big machlokas named Rabboni Ashkenaz. He's a part of the Get Pasha. The Maitre Shehoya, the Baal Derisha Prisha. We're talking about who is Derisha Prisha. One of the Gedolim is Derisha Prisha Tzma, the Talmud of the Ramah. That's how back we're going. Made a get for a Shimra, Ketakonet Rimi Pari. Rimi Pari didn't want to make any tenoim. Tenoim is tough. So what does he do? He's made an absolute get with a cherim, takonas akehilas, in the case that he survived, lisa zeh zeh, kshiyamos miyad, etc. Exactly. We avoid tonight. We see the complications of tonight and the seventh third. So complicated. We get, except the cherim, in the case he gets better, he'll remarry. So what happened? New guest. What happened? He got better and she refused to remarry him. Good riddance. Now what? So, Baal Manir Eine Chachomim. That's the Maram Lublin. The Maram is picking the back of the Marshal. It's called the Manir Eine Chachomim. It's called the Rabbi Manir. Because Meir is Manir. He was the light of the eyes of the Chachomim. Has five consecutive children. Kukra Beis Gimel Al Heva, Kora Arer, Ramosha Kshurim, Becherim, Choshevu Kiilu, Hitzlem Lomati. Well, they never said him Lomati, but the whole point is not to make a tonight, doesn't matter. If she refuses to remarry him, she's still married. Well, about Risha, Hitiro Lashuk. He said, no, she can marry when you want. And the Master Binyamin said it's okay, and the Bach said it's okay. Can you imagine what's going on over here? There was no tonight. Well, this, that's what I'm saying. That's the whole point, exactly. So the Maram saw that although the tonight was not enunciated, they accepted a cherim, it's the equivalent of a tonight. So these guys, what I'm saying, let me go back to my story. So the Bezin that met to collect the evidence said that this woman is divorced, even according to the Maram. You go to Maram who says that if you have an understanding, which is not a tonight, case. In my case, because yes, she did what she's supposed to do, even the Maharaj would agree. Right? They accepted the fallacious facts, aside from the halacha being wrong. No get ever then. Get, no. If you get with a regular standard get, the chair was on the side. The Maharaj said, doesn't make a difference. Kiddush of the Maharaj Pashka, we don't hold like the Maharaj, but Pashka. Why did Rimi Pariz say that a get Shkimra should be Bistam? It's not because he's worried about tonight. He's afraid there's going to be a problem of Breira. Nah, that's what he calls for somebody. He says, that's what they all see through Rabbanim, these Ashkenazim all say. He says, these Ashkenazim are wrong. Sephardic pride. Ashkenazim are all wrong. I think he's right. Even though I'm an Ashkenazi, I think he's right over here. If that was the problem of Rav Chilmi Pariz, he shouldn't have made an absolute. He could have made a Me'akshav. Same with Farish Me'akshav. In other words, although you're not, he may mean Shach Akonim Yisotin. Same with Farish Me'akshav Mamish. Nah, don't look at the fair of the Tanoim. Nothing to do with that. Nothing to do with that. That's his word about. It's what about Breira? Suppose the question becomes, the absolute also depends upon Breira. Why should that be? The Holy Shah Sunday Sun depends upon Breira. Why should the absolute depend upon Breira? I mean, every tonight depends upon Breira? Maybe. Maybe there's one reason to learn Shah, but it's not depending on his own dad. It's life or death, not in his own hands. Maybe it depends upon Breira itself. That's what he sounds like he's saying. I'm repeating again, this is page Nun Zion in the Get Pashut, if you want to look it up later. Just 1/2 a second. Hold 1 second. Shiz of Me'asha. The reason is, so you're supposed to be Tom Pereira. Because it's a phrase, we said at the beginning, from the Hagos Mordechai, said, the problem of Rera, I feel him with Tzav Alitzov as Meir Gittin, as she had the Ptosher, it was Dr. Rav, Kosh Shalola Atosim Itam Rera, Kosh Akein, forget Shimra al Tnai, Dikala Mekash made Spela Brave. But it's really, really, it's not true. Really, it's not true. There's no problem with Brayer if I get Shimura, and if I want 200 Gittin. Why not? Because he says, although it's a Kofay Smasa, it might be a problem, we clearly don't pass in that way. That's the secret of patience and time. No, of course he's talking about Brera. But he says, this case does not depend upon Brera. Why does it depend upon Brera? Because look, he says, although, and this is the Torah's getting to phrase this, if I have to see, Al Das, you know, Al Menach, until this question of the Das Arab sounds awfully like Al Menach Yir Ta'ava, right? Sounds exactly the same thing. Right? So information depends upon Brera. Because we don't pass in that way. We pass the Menashe Yir Ta'ava, Tosha says, he says, also this bar, we pass in the Yesh Brera. And according to the Ramban, also admits that the Gemara Kofay is partially Shalok Halokha, as far as 1 minute, 2 minutes. Right? So that we know it's rejected. So maybe Al Menashe Yir Ta'ava is also rejected. I looked it up, the Shulchan Aruch. I found, lo and behold, what the Ramban said here, based on the Sugya Chafei, that Al Menashe Yir Ta'ava is Al Menashe Lo Yim Ka'ava, and look it up in the Shulchan Aruch. And Simon Lamed Ches Tivtes, you know what, if anyone you have in front of you, think it's Tivtes, Lamed Ches Tivtes, where it says in Shulchan Aruch and Ebenezer, that Al Menashe Yir Ta'ava, not Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Yir Ta'ava, so it's a perfectly valid tonight. So therefore, we pass clearly in this case that it's not considered to be Brera. They presumably over here also, it's not considered to be Brera. I'm a Nasha Yirta Harab. I have another Machshav in my mind. I'm a Nasha Yirta Abba truly winning. He wants the wedding, doesn't want the wedding, that's Brera. But I'm a Nasha Yirta Harab. The Rab is not based upon whim. He's programmed and he'll be getting. Not as quote unquote whimsical, as whether the father decides yes, no, yes, should have thumbs up, thumbs down to his daughter, should have. That's purely based on whatever he decides. That's another story I wanted to throw in as well. In any event, yes.
Why is the case of why doesn't it have to be specifically that, like, he brings his brother, he really is not going to get killed? Like, to get himself in the type that he would.
That's correct. That's a good point. But it's hard getting. Yeah, sorry.
Usually we say that the opposite is not
there,
it's not
there,
and only the
other shah. That's what I thought. The Akshav is not there. Only the shah Kodam Yisasi is there. But the truth to tell a patient of Zion, he claimed, or Bechilmi Paris, didn't want to give a get Shimura, because even if he would say Me'akshav, they might also run a foul of Brera.
I just
not necessarily.
Rashi,
because Rashi says whenever you have a tonight which you can't fulfill yourself, it's not in your hands, it depends upon Brera. Maybe hold that like Rashi sheet, maybe? But the real folks are going to hold that way.
So even Akshav is not a question.
Of course, that's the pasuk that we hold, right? Only two, you know, the Ramban said.
And
you
also,
because
you just said so far that would be a good
guess. And
that's a good condition.
Well, one of two things. Either it's like Tosis, Osus Bar Yesh Rera, the Tatsun Yesh Rera, or the way he suggests, it's not a question of Rera. So take a picture. Okay. Oh. So the Torah's getting, he's the one who throws us into Farish. He's the one, though I didn't see, frankly, in the Get Pashut, all of the Darichas, 50 to 28 pages, he didn't say it as straightforwardly as Torah's getting, said it wasn't in the half page. He says, L'chein Nirali. Nearly. He's not attributing to the Torah to the Get Pashut. The Chashash Brera Lubishim is Be'ina, she had Get Nittel the Shema, which they preached, she had Tevenu, she got Get Zeh. Kiva, they know to stir up with garish for also get she asked him a rab. The Kiva shall see the coat of the garish for both she asked him a rab. Shabbat me a kosher, the rab will ask him a garish for. Shayach Breira, the Dabbil and the Kaddish of Manasseh Yirta Abba, the Chosev Le Breira, the Purusha Gemara. Nope. The Torah's getting its own press to himself, so Taka, why isn't it Breira? No, the heart of Emmet, look, as you know that, half the time I've been derived to end Breira. So I would cut him over the past and say, no, it's not true. We pass him Manasseh Yirta Abba, we pass him, it's good. Yes, Breira, or it's not depending upon Breira. Before she didn't know the chesed says, I don't know why he came over here, I don't know why he didn't say that. Nira, the hard, the omal, chiyye, kosher, the dat, the rab, the leap, puk, la vidavka, komakne. The hoya, that's nai gomor, im kane, im hoya, beget, pikpuk, the dat, the rab, who other than us, and I get there, hoya, get bottle, with the rice, va va, less, the kumashka, tapia, the ale, as we spoke about earlier. That's as far as getting me started with today. But since you weren't sure that this is so compelling, I'm not so convinced by this line over here either. Remember what we said earlier today. So it's getting to build up a straw man, etc., etc. All it means is that you're my shliach, ad shiyakosha l'dasa rav, he's saying it to make things better, not worse. He wants to be obvious to everybody that until the rav says it's good, he's still my shliach, he might want to get up to 100 years. Right? Doesn't mean necessarily that the rab never thought that the get is no good. Nah. Let's see right over here. A levada de zelo doctor. You can have an also come on slow, so say or shliach lipso come and give this year to who would so no tolo lahara clarab. From Italy to the tzidato gamken rashoi. That's true. In Cain, Nifta, Lishmo, Lishem, Kriyas, Gomer, Lishem, Kosher, Das, and Sofer. I think he's right again. Here, I think he's right. That Das, the Rabbi, doesn't mean it's only going to be Kosher if the Rabbi okays it. Chas v'Shalom, that might depend a little bit upon rare, according to the Gemara Chafei. Rather, what he means is that I'm making you a shliach by one get up to 100 gittin, right? And when is your license up? When are you going to be? When is your license up? Your license is up, you need to give her a kosher again. Or your license is up if the rabbi says the get is kosher, please pick book. But your license itself, the get itself, is not depending upon the rabbi at all. That's why even if you said Kikamal Khafei at face value, it would be kosher. I'm adding that we don't talk to Kikamal Khafei. It's because it's a forged Lamakhet of Chet. That's what I'm adding. You can look it up. Excuse me, Lamakhet of Chet. Lamakhet of Chet. You look, you'll see. You'll see. So therefore, on both sides, we don't pass in the whole din of Ray over here. We don't pass in it finished. We don't pass it. Now, this is the end. This is the end of the Torah's getting to it again, one more time. He says like this. Lulei de Mestapinu. So up to me, despite this beautiful defense of our custom, you see Omer, Sheyosato, Shalaloma, Klaal, Zvaram, Alola. Think about the rabbi. Could someone make a shash? Rock. Sheyomalo. Hare, havi, shluchi, lichto, kama, gittin, shetirse. Afilu, miyat, kosher, gomor, retirse, lichto, vacha, gamkein, shluchi, tia. Say the fish! What is the rabbi in there for? Just say the same. So you want to accomplish. But it's all craziness to him. But there's no bezin in the world, to my knowledge, that follows him. You don't make much more sense. As far as I know, every bezin in the world adopted the lashon of the Shulchan Gibborim, which we saw, which it says, Kosher Adat Harav. Including the bezin of America. I have it in front of me. I'm not going to show it to you. I forgot it in my office. He says, I often write one get up to 100 given until it's going to be valid according to the rabbi, etc. So that's Minhag Yisrael. I'm the Lechor HaKosha. The Chashim Leber Lechatchila in Cain Amai Nitzkin Lomad Varam Alolok Shabal Be'ir Zek Makishah Get Poshim. It's a Baal Kut Be'ir. We understand why you go through this rigmarole. Even though it's a Shash Breir. Because otherwise, it'll skip town. You can't write a second get. But seriously. So Lechatchila Lo Chashim Klala Be'ezu. We don't care about it. We're not really, this is a bath, you have to forget about it. Rak, Shabbal, Ba'ir, Venitso, Hashinon, Bechol, Zerum, Mitzah. Uve emes pam beis shuv ein omer me alaf atkuf came with the mishum chash brei rechotim etzavet. If he came, he shall omer me alaf atkuf chazak chash brei alim koma. End quote of the Torah's gift. What is he saying over here? Next note says the first question. Look, Ora, if the problem is the problem of brei rech, even the Torah's get his kosher, it's no good. Even the first guy has a question again. It's still not good because he made it dependent upon the outcome of the road. What's the function of a first guy, a second guy? Here's my, very valid bakashim shot to explain the minute goal. Like this. All the reasons we said now, it doesn't depend upon Brera. Either the bicep shot, I'm not sure it's the Abba, we possibly, it's not dependent upon Brera, or the Yesh Brera, not Brera. Or the Torah's business shot, it doesn't really matter, he doesn't have to show it to the rabbi. One or two reasons, okay, or maybe other reasons. We have basically three reasons, right? We possibly have Rera Bela Bismarck, doesn't depend upon Rera, or it never meant to show it to the rabbi in the first place. So three reasons, not really Rera. But it's only nearer to Rera. No, if it's nearer to Rera, so the first get is also nearer to Rera. It's a question. Here's, I think, the answer is. If the get goes through smoothly, so no one pays much attention to this whole story. He gave a text. The text is a bland text. No one pays much attention to what the specifics of it. And then we say, let it go. We're not worried about Nivra to Brera. It's all we can pay attention. The minute the first guest becomes close, all of a sudden, all the antennae start to be activated. Whoa, something fishy over here. First get his puzzle, now he gets. Oh, now all of a sudden making lumbus. Ooh, what did he say? Ooh, what's the authorization? What's the expression? It sounds like Brera. So that's the thought the Torah gives. Once the antennae are up, once people start talking and whispering about a puzzle get, a kosher get, and the word Brera is whispered, then when the second get is authorized, he says, what he's supposed to do is give a clear and unambiguous command for one get and one get only. Right? Again, the second time around, we don't use the expression of Echel HaMeash Yichshul Gashra. This is what how I understand the Torah's gift. Yes?
First of all, then why would you use the Russian first?
I told you, because maybe the vowel skipped out, and since you expect to get...
What? Then why would you use the Russian first?
That's foolish. Foolish. If you don't give the chafei, and you come to this conclusion, you're not foolish. You're a big time of chafa.
Yeah,
it's time to see the shabbat. Yeah, not as someone, a yeshiva bacha, who learned getting to chafei, never got past that. But the yeshiva bacha are often, they don't answer all of them. They make their own kanon. All right, but we have to worry. Chazal were afraid of lies. They don't want people to say bad things about it. That's what I understand over here. That's why how I understand. Yes? Let's say he said and he skipped out. Then we will have the second get written without a second authorization. So you'll ask the question, so who is the second authorization in the first place? Here we are, here's the Makshah. It is Amit. So the get posher writes the Amaratim. Amaratim the commandments, like us, we're including this in his flattery. Somebody says, Marisi Misadri, I guess. They take it to 100 get. And if something is wrong, the second time, 100 get. What do you do? You get back to the Shash of Brera. Here's the answer, in my opinion. We don't care about Brera at all. What we do care about is the idea of maybe Otto Shlichusim. We have a big machmir about Shlichusim and Kilim and Brera. So although we say 1 to 100, and that should really take care of the problem of Shlichusim, we're still afraid, half the show, if it doesn't, maybe we should, what they call today, a belt and suspenders. You know what I mean? A belt of suspenders. So if, Nebuch in this room, but you don't want to wear suspenders, we rely upon the belt. So if the Bible is out of town, we rely on the belt. The belt meaning that you already gave authorization to a 400 gift. But if the Bible's in town, we don't put on suspenders and sign another authorization. And the other authorization is exactly the same as the first authorization. We're not worried about prayer whatsoever. That's how... Oh, hold on a second. But as I told you, to get tushed in itself, so he thinks, about so listen to me carefully. The get pushed itself says, listen carefully, please, that the Baal of Ba'ir, listen, please. What about Ba'ir? Sorok shitav al get echot. The miskalkel yachs of yitzavim al get echot. The chen b'chol pa'am. And you get the impression that that's why he learns shot in the Ramah. This way. So again, Rabbi Osai, there are now three different shitas l'maisa, what the best thing to do is. The get pushed that you worry about the prayer, Hashem, what must you do? You have to have the only TV one. Never use the word as may have as after hours. Because you have to worry about it. That's what he wants to say if someone wants to be questioned about you. To my knowledge, there's no one in the world that will listen to him. Then the Torah's getting says, no, we're afraid to skip town. And therefore we say, or it's good enough town already, so we ask for 100 gifts. As after hours. But if something goes wrong, then it shouldn't look like prayer the second time around with all the antennae are up. We give them a straight one-time command. No rav, no pistols, no hundred, they're getting nothing. And the minig Yisrael is what he calls the Sadri Get. To this day, I do what he calls the Sadri Get, which we always use expression once to 100, because we're much more worried about Al Shlichusa, and probably not worried about prayer for all the reasons we mentioned until now. That's kind of a summary of the study. Yes, sir.
Isn't it
a part of the right thing when you present it sounds like the 100 that is meaningless?
Going to
which chart? Go ahead and tell me. Keep on writing 100. Not meaningless. But what, you know, you ask, we're ready to authorize 100 gifts. Do it again. Just do it again. Now, the Taz and Gonzalez at the end says, well, like I said, you're, even if he's in town, you're afraid he's going to leave town. That's what he said. Yes.
Could we forget
my Melissa? The last issue
for the
acceptance time,
not
the first issue,
but the last
issue,
we should avoid
that
by saying that every time
that
the
forces
write a
debt,
you should make it
a
decision to write
in
the
first time. Okay, we'll get to that other times. It's much more relevant other times than the next week, so I want to see where I am now, never. I said, I wanted to get to this next 2 lines today, I wanted to get. Let's finish up these 5 lines, and we should Sunday go 2 lines that remain, the Yolit. And then we'll start the next video. I'm sorry, it's fine. I'm trying to be detective. I can't go fast in the minute. There are more. Said the following. Calls Manshalo Kosmos still sit out. Yes, Omer, he says, Hard, I mean, also Evish Lichusan, Tov Lachul Atasamo, Taino Dachim Kof, Neftam Venifta. Avala Madayin O Neftam, Yichol Em Lichlo Vache, Ben Abal Tov Lachul Atasamo. Avala Norgul Atasamo Bechol Enyim. This is Ramo and the Sifal. This is going to be our last topic for today. I want to talk a little bit of passion. So, the Beishmul has the Kasha like this. If you're the Enich Hasim Akarasi, you understand? But the shlichus of kitzur v'chitzur was intrinsic to the get itself. But since we passed later the Sira currency, for the fact that it's time to find the get, that's like a t'nai. I could have said, write a get and put an X in the bottom. Because Erech HaSima just was just a t'nai ba'alma, it's not part of the guts of the get. Because after all, we passed in the Erech HaSira currency, no Erech HaSima whatsoever. So therefore, how can the Ramah quote this cooler? So the Torah gives you back and forth here, because Zion, back and forth, back and forth. First he says, well, even though we hold Adam Mysterio Kasi, but if the husband said Pismu, he's commanded to enter the son to get, that is a requirement Midah Oraisa. Right? That's a requirement Midah Oraisa. Maybe we should compare it to the following. What do you want to say? A famous Gemara of Kodesh Rimei. A male that has seen the kind of the famous expression of the Gemara. I feel him itself by ashpo. If I get in the garbage, remember we had that? So if I get in the garbage, you can use it. Nonetheless, despite that, we'll see it twice later on some of both, that if the husband did command it to get me written, that all the protea of the dictukel of shlichus have to be fulfilled even according to every mayor. Why? He found again the ashkai, the husband of himself, finding the garbage and wants to use it. That's his business. But once the husband is authorized and someone to do it, even according to every mayor, he owes the dictukel of shlichus. So too, we could argue, according to every rabbi Lazar, you may not need it all. But once you authorize the chasima, you need all the protea with the dictukel. One could say. One could say. And he flips another time, as the Torah gives. He says, he calls the Salah. Look, he calls the Torah again, and after you're dying, there is the Salah. Well, the husband made some kind of extra requirement, like Kulka. Everyone says, Kulka in the Sugya, famous Sugya. What does Kulka mean? Neither do I want 2 to 1, I want 5 to 1. I want 5 to finish off, I guess. He gets back out in the middle. He gets back out at any moment. The Torah says, enough, he's dying. He gets back out in the middle. then we could argue over here too. He said to wait at the sign, later the Sira character, the Sira is just based on an arbitrary condition which he imposed, he can back out of the middle, and maybe we should say, Asu Shlichusa. And he goes to the discussion again, if they didn't sign, it's like Bittul HaShlichus. This is what I said, we said before, yesterday, this year. If you don't do what he says, Bittul HaShlichus, I'm not sure that happens to be correct. The kids are not so puzzled whether the Ramah's right or the Beis Shmuel's right. Who is Beis Shmuel's right? After all, the talk gives back and forth that we should not accept the kula of the Ramah because we hold it in the Sira Kar. Final note, the Ramah has the Chumrah, in all cases. What does all cases mean, Rabbi Ossai? All cases mean, because of the Shmuel Chachokik and the other Chachokim, not only, even if they're following, the guy, this is what happened. Just imagine. He hears the whole production. Do you authorize? I authorize. And the servant starts to write. And he makes a mental mistake. He made a mistake. Why? He confused the day. He starts writing today, the Revi'i B'Shabbat. What's today, Rabbi Ossai? He made a mistake of the first word. That's the Chazak Mechokek. It's right to get all over again. All right, obviously. But the new authorization, maybe Asa Shlichusa. Maybe that's an exaggeration. All right. You wrote the Chamishi B'Shabbat. What's today's date? The fourth? The Chamishi B'Shabbat. He wrote Shlosh Shem L'Chesh Ma'Chesh. So he already did part of the Shlichus. He wrote the Chamishi B'Shabbat. Got it right? He already did Asa Shlichusa. You have to have a new authorization. Chumrah is the Chumrah. Chumrah is unbelievable Chumrah. So for Yitzchadosh, I get to see, at the very end of the Sif, so it's Chumrah B'Yam. So that's for Yitzchadosh, he quotes that. He goes, that's a Chumrah B'Yam. Chumrah B'Yam. But to get Toshut, makes some sense out of it. The same page, it's cut and test. That's what he writes. I'm quoting here. He says, it's foul. Listen carefully, please. If Nitzav against Chetzio, if it is Kalko being so, or you're near the Yoko Litzel of Gerakha below TV Abba, so I feel you see what else is to right? Although the other Machu. Look what he throws in now. Mew, in Shmo Shmo, for a custom to get, the Cholak Torah, what's the word Torah mean? Eager get. Rakhid Topet, I get, the Shito Tachrono of this Kalkil, the Lord Shlimo Adayim, brother of the Sub Gerache, Shema, Kaven and Torah for Kaf, Lissa of Osam Shitas, Hare Osu Shlichus, the Kaven, the Nogal Akab of Kolinian, Shihisku, the Yagsov, the Lissa of the Skalkil, the Yagsov, the Niaf Nia Zeh, the Kaf Niraka, the Lissa of Gerache, the Choser, Mitzavo, Lefal, Ksov, Ishti, let's just have to tackle those papers. He gave a good reason, did he get pushed? Because if in fact if he wrote the first 10 lines, if the last 2 lines, then that's nothing. Got a get? Who has the get that I gave you? What's the last 2 lines say? What does the last line say? The last, no, we know what the last line says. So that's most of the intro. What's the next to the line say? We know that next to the last line. The Dane, the Harbalachi, Minoi, the Geret, Shvukin, the Get Turin, Is that trivial? The Ksuga Nidor, the Ksuga Kiddushin, never as much as a little get too. Well, you die of Mechichas, then of Mechichas. Apparently, Shuas Achronos, it isn't the last Shuas, Shuas Achronos, plural, he considered it to be trivial. Is that Torah or is that Tophus? I started looking up. I looked up in the Dark Emotion, Simon Kuf Chav Vav, Sivkot Chav Gimel, not so clear whether that's Torah or Tophus. Torah was found earlier in the second paragraph. About Chuvah, about the Shema, about Cheshire of the Kotten. No, it's not still. It's right out of order.
So you wrote that and then they still in the middle.
Ah, so that means. Okay, it could be too. All right, could be. But it could be it's considered a tophus. Some of even our apple carrots, a lot of us consider it a tophus, believe it or not. Whatever, you give a look in the base Yosef, and see what the Kuf Gimel, Siv Dalet, Siv Ramat, with the Torah, and the next paragraph, you see that some even are asking to consider the Torah. Standard text. What's the Torah? The name, the day, maybe the date, or the some other Lashonis of Hatzah. I have to talk a little bit about the process of 10 minutes, and I want to say I apologize, I didn't even get to the last 2 lines of the Gemara, which I thought I'd do easily, but we didn't repeat, we went quickly, and we got some very important research. Shabbat time, we're talking about the parsha. And again, on Sunday 9:30, we'll start with the Kitzu Violas, etc. And we'll go quickly, I hope, to the next 2 years time of Gimel and Beis of Mishnah. The chance of a Shabbat, trying to just do the Gemara Rashi Tosfos, the first Amud, as I get to, until the Yom and the Elei Baal. And then I feel like more. If you have time. Okay. Chumash? Oh, my goodness. Who is Ben Noah? Strange man. Who is he? Ela tells us, Noah, he's tzaddik. Come on, I am with a rosa. And for the king of Salah, Noah. Nash. So Rashi already knocked down a peg. He had Joshua with his knife. A tzaddik in that generation was a tzaddik. I mean, to the wrong generation would be no one to look at him. He had Joshua. Why is Joshua with his eyes? What's going on here? Chazal, the John's eyes. They can't take the word tzaddik and make a tzaddik. I don't know, make a tzaddik. What's going on? See, the answer to this question is, what did tell Noah at the end? Had Noah lived a perfectly moral and wonderful existence his whole life, Chazal would have been ticking around and saying, why should we have tzaddik? Tzaddik only in that generation. Never else was a worse Russian. But the end of the thing didn't come so well for Noah at the end. Noah at the end of the parasha, he was not the same Noah. Not the same man, the hero, single survivor. After the marble, things don't go so well. What does it say? The first thing out, what do you do? Get drunk. Mamash the first thing. The first thing he did, he couldn't plant wheat. It's bread for the world. No, that was sugar, that was schnapps, vine. We see from here, from the beginnings of history, how bad it is to get drunk. I spoke about this earlier this year. That drunkenness is terrible. It's a terrible, terrible thing. Oh, that's what cool is. Shalom Lachim, but it's still been Tia Keres in Russia. What kind of thing is, what is going on over here? A yeast, and I have a yishka. I drank like a shikker. You know what happened after those terrible things that happened? Whatever you say happens, whatever you say, right here, soup shot, either way, it's no good. Either way, it's really bad news. It wasn't his fault. I mean, had Noah been an upstanding person, they would have more respect for him. But then whether Chum did, and he deserved a call for it. Either way, Rashi, what he did was terrible. But he would never have done it had he had. Can you imagine doing something? How can you do this to anybody? Have a claimant to a father. The terror is his father lost respect. So then he comes out, he ready to come to the table, he comes out, swears to me, he gets drunk. You know, people don't have so much respect for their drunken father. People, it's documented. How did it happen? No, I'll be tragic. What's going on? How did it happen? And the answer is likely that a tzaddik can't survive by himself. A tzaddik is always forces outside. It forces even in a human being's own psyche. They want to get drunk and escapism. No? So those, after certain tragedies, global tragedies, want to do pillage and plunder and or just escape and not be responsible for anything. So those who are Muslims after the Holocaust, they wanted to cast off the being Jews. They wanted to hide as God. Never thought it before. I'm not judging you right now. But that's just a psyche. You went through a terrible flood. I want to do what I want. Leave me alone. And there's no one to stop you. Because you're part of any kind of society. Had Noah been successful in creating a moral society, he would presumably never have had this terrible end. And perhaps, therefore, the end of Noah, which is so ignominious and so so tragic, is because Noah was, as the Balei Musa call him, a tzaddik in pelt. A pelt is a kind of fur coat that the Rabbanim used to wear in Europe. That was expressed in Europe. A tzaddik in pelt means you want to only keep the warmth for yourself. You're interested in sharing it with others. This is Noah. He didn't do enough. It's what we call today kiruv. Enough for kiruv. The Meshach Chokhmah was a very powerful remark. Of course, the Medrash. The Medrash says that Noah started with an ish tzaddik and then up with an ish adam. And Moshe started with an ish mitri and then up with an ish elokim. There were issues in four times. It explains that Noah was all concerned about himself. Presumably for a reason that he wanted to come more closer to Hashem, closer to Hashem, closer. Wow, this Noah is so focused on his own personal goal. He's going to be the God of Ador. He ended up never finishing Adam. Shikar Adoy. But Moshe Rabbeinu, Ish Mitri. I mean, if he was willing to go help others, Ish Mitri, Sinami Adaroa, he was willing to go be Kiruv, and to go to help out other people, damsels in distress. So what kind of damsel? How can he have time for this? He's busy learning. Don't be an idiot, the Chosin Shaita. There's a damsel in distress to take care of her. Back to learning later. Nothing's going to account for this guy. So is it involved in Kiruv? Is it involved in helping people who are in need? I mean, I'm already so like, ended up what? Ish Elokim, the greatest of the great. Because I've got a struggle for want, so we should be helpful to others. And then how did he have to learn? It's much more because it's out of the Shemaya. I believe it's the Haftarah, who says Pshat, is a famous pasuk. It's the Haftarah later on in Bereshit, I believe. And Parshas Toldos, the last pasuk. Ki sitzei koad ishru da'at, the story of action repeal, ki malach Hashem tzvokosu. But the Rav, famous Gemara, and the Rav know malach Hashem tzvokosu, the Rav tzvokosu, the Rav tzvokosu, so the simple Pshat is, that the Rav has to be a malach, that means he has to be, he shouldn't be a bum. If the Rav is a bum, he may be a big Talmud Chacham, he shouldn't learn from it. But that flaw, I think the introduction says, no, a malach is an oimeid. And the other is a mahala. That's another authority. Rodi the Simchi, Chanukah, he said for that. That Masad is a mahalim and omdim ayel. Mahalim is people and omdim is malach. A malach has to stand still. And the other has to be, there's always a mahala. The center of the haflos of Shah. In Doma Arab, the malach Hashem Tzvokos means the Rebbe is willing to sacrifice his own personal growth because he wants to help Tamil. Moshe Rabbeinu was willing to sacrifice his own personal growth to help with Klal Yisrael, help with the damsels in distress, help with all kinds of things. Then you've actually started to feed. But the Rebbe is only interested in learning only for himself, and he's not going to look up to you. I'm too busy to talk to you. So you know, I'm writing a sefer on the Shach and on Rambam, and every second I talk to you is one line up to the sefer, and my posterity is going to suffer. That isn't that an extra page because I was busy talking to you and get stupid questions. Say those words. Is that kind of rough? Is it about to tell me to you? Maybe write some race for him and the generations will gain from him. But if you are you personally, you should go to somebody else. What's on for you? A little more? That's a tough balance. I'm thinking on a personal level, it's a tough balance. The Rebbe can remain an Amorous government and not be able to teach anything. Just all this time, we'll be able to have done the teach. So it's a balance. Okay. Every Rebbe has his own way how to strike a proper balance. It's not easy. But the principles are trying to drive it. The person has to be able to share of himself and his ruchnius and his time in order to be able to reach higher levels. And if he does, he's only unto himself. Even if he decides he can have unfortunately a very bitter end. A very bitter end. Because, you know, after all, it happened to Noah. Even in today's world, I once heard this. Somebody went to an Adam God and said, he wants to stop saying Shia. Why? I'm not going to Shia. I'm busy telling me to make me questions. And after answering all these questions, maybe I have to mark the Bechinas. I don't have to do it. Maybe I have to. They have problems with Shidduchim and they have problems in the family and they're sick. So I really have to be a father figure. So I got to stop saying Shia. So I can write Torah all the time on my desk, close the shutters. Just write my Shidduchim Torah. So the Godel said to him, my dear friend, who says we're not ready for the Shatara? Maybe the Shatara has only the Shatara to tell me. If you stop saying Shia, you'll dry up. No? Heard from another Godel. So we have to understand that's in effect is the subtitle over here. So say, why am I talking to you? You're not Rabbeim yet. So the morning word yet? They will be better at 7 Tadinim, they will grow up to become Rabbeim. I don't say, I should be a Rebbe, I'd rather sit and write the Torah in the library, and no. To become a Rebbe, to become a Rav in the Shul. Rav in the Shul is even worse. To deal with the bias, and with the spice, and with the senses, and all of them. What do you mean? But you're helping out other people, and they're in their room, and their times of need, and times of happiness, and giving them spiritual guidance. So every hour that you spend, shall bias, whatever it is. When you get them to make sure that's also done properly, that's a tremendous mitzvah. You can help out in the people, you can help others, you can convince others to help out. And even now, the Talmidim are full Talmidim, but the Talmud can also be a Rebbe. You know, sure that you have opportunities to the people in the Yeshiva who need your help. They're in quote-unquote different divisions, the Jewish studies division, or even in our division, there are so many Talmidim who can use Talmidim such as yourselves, who've learned a couple of years in Eretz Yisrael, and they're a little bit more advanced, and you can help them out. So don't say right away, I have no time, something that they can learn all the time. Well, that sounds like Noah. Be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Find a measure of time. You have your other storm, you have your other priorities, but one priority should be find some time to help out someone who may not know as much as you. Maybe you can help them out a little bit in learning. Maybe there was somebody in your career when you were a teenager who took some time out to help you, to push you a little bit, and who knows how far it's gone. I remember like a little push, and go years later, the person's mamish, you have a tremendous chelik in someone's development. You can get the help of a teenager and give him a push to learn. He'll go to learn somewhere more intense to learn. Some program, maybe he'll have an ashka on him, or maybe whatever, you know, ashka. I want to go further than that. And that is that even if you are not teaching literally, or in addition to teaching literally, it's the example you set for other people. Noah is a beautiful example, but they just didn't. They weren't able to reach Noah. They weren't able to get to Noah. Maybe Noah was so high, he was there that no one could reach him. It's not as easy to know how to lead people and to bring them up. Last week, someone gave a mushroom. This week, a mushroom of somebody who was high in a mountain, and he's telling the people, okay, come up. But they just can't. They're just not able. They're not able to be able to climb. He says, come on. So you see him up there. That's no way. The way is go down. Take him by the hand. And then help him climb the mountain. Let's just stand up there. Come on, guys. Come on. So maybe Noah. I don't know. Noah was up there in his high alarm, must have decided to come with our answer. They tell me the Menuvala, the Mukkidim, the Mushkhasim. Hey guys, come on up! Up to my level of being a Tzaddik coming. And there. You have to go, some go down a little bit and try to get them to bring them along and to, the different ways, the different strategies to be employed. Some of the strategies are less than ideal. Yesterday I used to talk with some guys, I'm going to talk to them about the Torah's Gittin. He said, hold on, Torah's Gittin. Told them about basics. And after he just told them about basics, maybe he's not going to listen to you anymore unless you warm them up with, I don't know, a basketball game, maybe some of the discussion with the Alabama about the World Series. No, we still have to be Rashi. The talking of his warrior. So Nachash did it the other way, and your Rabbanu did it that way. So we go, see a guy in the street, saying, how you doing? Talk about some things, what he's taking in college, or time, or this, I don't know. And then from there, you learn with your Rebbe. Well, it's supposed to be with your Rebbe. That I can answer. But the peer, he's done. And you want to spend a half an hour learning. Oh, yeah, go with the Mishnah Berurah. Something, there's this opportunity. I haven't talked about peer, you know, to go to Australia, South Africa, Russia, it's all very fun and good. But you have to go past this block. Explain opportunities to to help our people. And the lessons of the core good understanding of the Noah, the conscience of the Avraham Avinu, and the conscience of Moshe Rabbeinu. Noah wasn't the father of Am Yisrael, because he didn't have that characteristic. We're supposed to try to emulate our heroes. And Noah is not on the list, really. The heroes are Avraham Avinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, who wasn't given himself. Although we're very, very far from seeing when Abel Sainu was really, really numbers, which is really nobody compared to them. But with all of our Nevis, our Nevis should not allow us to the extent that we're stifled and that uses an excuse. It's a very good excuse. Can you help somebody? No, I don't know nobody. Can't help. That's false on Nevis. You're using an excuse. But that shouldn't be you. You are somebody. You'll be a much bigger somebody, and now you have to concentrate on making yourself a little bigger somebody. The part that is helping out even a smaller somebody. And there are many, I don't want to flatter you in this room, but there are many smaller somebodies running around here. You can have a flash bar and it'll be a big business. There are sometimes lines which are a question how far you can cross. You can cross this line to Kiru. How far can you go? It's a debate amongst here. It's our body with amongst here. I mean, that's certainly a question. If you have a particular question about it, a question of people who are in your neighborhood who are reform and conservative, and how do you relate to these people? You want to be aware of them, but you don't want to be too close to them or to be involved with them officially. These are all issues which you're about to grapple with, and there can be different opinions by different. Rabbanu Mila Shem Shemayim, they're all trying to get the same result of doing the right thing and getting the others to do the right thing. True. But the general principles I think we've laid out today are the Cholah Day. I give it a tefillah and a bracha. All of us should learn the lessons of the Chumash and the Mefarshim and the Parshas Noah, try to help out other people. And the bottom line is, if you try to help somebody else, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps you. Vida connected Vida. You can become a Mitzvah through this, where the time of the clock on your Reshimah yourself. Good time.